The MDC Secretary General says Zimbabwe's foreign debt has ballooned to $10.7 billion, a situation he says cannot be allowed to continue. He says his MDC formation will ask global money lending institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to write off the debt, but he told the closing rally of his party's national policy conference at the weekend that Zimbabwe's economic boom can only be a reality with debt cancellation and improving the country's industrial capacity. He says government coffers are empty, so there is no way Treasury can repay what the country owes. BT has in the past complained that most revenue from diamond sales is not finding its way into the national fiscus.
Zimbabwe's sovereign debt of $10.7 billion is not sustainable. So as a matter of urgency, the government of Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai will do everything possible, use traditional and non-traditional methods of liquidating that debt through methods that will result in cancellation and forgiveness of that debt to ensure that Zimbabwe is fully integrated in the community of the international financial infrastructure of the world.
BT said Zimbabwe will continue to use the U.S. currency until 2018 if party leader Morgan Tsvangirai wins the presidential election expected sometime this year.
For the output period 2013 and 2018, and the MDC government will use the U.S. dollar as the anchor currency and as the currency of reference. So to put it very clearly, unambiguously, unequivocally, the MDC government will not return the Zimbabwean dollar between 2013 and 2018.
The Prime Minister told the party faithful at a rally in Harare Sunday that Zimbabwe requires at least $14.5 billion to help revive the ailing economy. But he says this depends on ensuring there is rule of law and an end to self-enrichment by the elite. He blasted the ruling partners in ZANU-PF for using the indigenization program to enrich themselves.
But jobs should be our main preoccupation. Mabasa haui pasina rule of law. Mabasa haui muchita jake jake. Mabasa anouya chete when there is rule of law. Ndokuti vanoda kuti vaite invest. Vaite invest vachiziva kuti pane mutemo. Chechitatu, hamungagoni kubuilda economy inorarama nemapresents. Munhu wese aende kumunda haisi economy.
Turning to the issue of senior security officers in the army, police and air force meddling in national politics, BT said an MDC government will rename the security forces the Zimbabwe Security Services, adding the army will be trimmed as the country is not at war and does not need the current oversized military that is expensive to maintain.
The MDC will rebrand the security forces to the security services. In other words, the service ethos will be emphasized and celebrated as opposed to the force jambanja element. So there will be rebranding of that. Number two, the Police Act and the Defense Act will be revisited to align them with the new constitution of Zimbabwe. Number three, for the first time in the history of this country, there will be an act of parliament to regulate the activities of the Central Intelligence Organization.
Political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, says the proposed rebranding of the security sector is a welcome move.
It's part of institutional renewal. The force, the security force, for instance, the word force is associated with violence, is associated with impunity, is associated with the abuse of power. So to say service, it means that the security service sector will be there to serve the people, to work with the communities, to bring law and order, to bring peace, and not to to violate and not to intimidate. So it's merely change of name from force to service, but with the, a critical view of making sure that the police or those institutions of state apparatuses are not associated with force, with violence, and with impunity.
MDCT has repeatedly said that security chiefs should not be involved in national politics, adding that the army should be confined to barracks. The party now wants the Southern African Development Community to intervene on this and other matters in a bid to force President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party to implement key democratic reforms before this year's planned elections. But Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa says there is nothing wrong with senior security officers delving in politics. He says most of them fought in the liberation struggle against white minority rule, adding the armed forces are against anyone who might be considering a return to the settler colonial era. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.